Ian's gone postal. Now for the outtakes.
Hey guys, it's producer Graham from the podcast here. We're about to get into the outtakes, but seeing as we have just finished season one of the podcast, I thought I'd give a really quick few shout outs and mentions and whatnot to some of the very special people that have helped make this show what it is. First off, the audience, everyone who's been downloading it. As a producer, when I got into this, when I started writing it, I didn't know if I'd be able to find the audience. It's Scottish accent, Scottish humour, and it's a bit out there, but as soon as the downloads started happening, I mean, it's almost through word of mouth, it started to go global, and despite the accents, it completely pushed aside all my fears. I mean, 50% of our downloads have come from across the planet. Places like Argentina, Chile. We've got a load of German listeners somehow. I don't know how that's happened, but I'm forever grateful. Guten Morgen to all you guys. But yeah, it's been amazing. We've charted in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the US on the iTunes charts for comedy fiction, which going into this, I didn't even think was possible. I thought it was a real risk it would get ignored, but I'm so glad it's resonated with everyone. And a show without its audience is just a bunch of people shouting into a void. So I'm glad we don't have that situation, and I just hope we can continue to keep you guys entertained. Stay subscribed. We will try and piece together our season two as soon as we can and bring that to you. Also, thank you to those who have been in touch. It's been quite a few of you. We got featured 2 days ago, 3 days ago now, on Discover Pods, which was, again, I don't know what we've done to deserve it, but I'm glad it tickled their fancy. Go check them out if you want to find similar podcasts. There's loads up there, and they really go into detail. Also, massive shout out to another podcast. A lady called Chris emailed me, she chased down my email address last month, about her own podcast, which she said was really similar. And as soon as I gave it a listen, it is basically a wonderful wee podcast called Mucky Landing, which is almost the US cousin of Ian's Gone Postal. The humour and the themes are that similar. So if you've got a chance, go check them guys out while we are in season break. Really funny work. It's Mucky Landing. You can get them on all the usual feeds. Spelled M-U-C-K-E-Y, and landing as you have it. Next up, thanks to the engineering crew at La Chunky Studios in Glasgow. The first episodes 1 to 4 were recorded during one of the worst storms in the last decade or so in the UK, and we managed to successfully do that with zero interference. Episodes 5 to 8 were recorded during the pandemic, so they again had to adapt to that, and it was seamless. Really good guys and 2 amazing engineers called Ewan and Ben. So if you're looking to record anything, whether it be podcast, music, they've had some internationally renowned artists in their studio too, go check them out. You won't beat them for rates or engineer quality and knowledge. Definite. Go for it. And finally, the podcast would not be what it is if it wasn't for the absolute stunning cast that somehow have decided to be part of this. Going into it, I didn't know quite what to expect. I didn't know if it seemed the most appealing podcast on paper to people, but all the actors were really keen to get involved, and all of them to T have just been the most delightful people to work with. They're just the most talented bunch of individuals who together as a unit have produced this wonderful thing. I just put brain farts down on a page. They bring it to life, and I think everyone can agree that they've done amazing work with my scribbles. If you want further information on them, I'm going to start pulling together a website and upload all their details. So if you've got your own work, I'm sure they'd be happy to hear you out if you think that you could utilize their vocal abilities as well. So yeah, I'll put all that information up there. But honestly, after the last recording session, I got mortally drunk with a couple of folk from the crew, and yeah, I went back home and stupidly got in the emails and emailed them all to tell them how much I love them. And I think the phrase I used was, it was like going to a roulette table and your number coming up 11, 12 times in a row. And whilst being utterly mortal and slightly mortified by the drunk email the next morning, I still stick by that statement that just I could not have wished for a better bunch of people to work with. Anyway, on with the podcast. Until season two, please stay subscribed, leave us a review if you get the chance, or even just leave us a rating to get involved in the algorithms on iTunes and Spotify and whatnot, because currently we just seem to be getting downloaded through word of mouth, so it would be amazing if we could get an even bigger audience and even potentially bring this from an amateur production into a professional one. But on with the outtakes. I feel bad having said how wonderful the actors are that I'm about to crucify them with some of the studio cock-ups and whatnot, but we all had a great time and these are some of the special moments that did not make the cut. Thank you, everybody.
I can't believe you've done this.
I love can't believe you've done this. It's so good.
Okay. Like that? I think that okay?
Yes, Evans, Dixon, Sween. Here we are.
Keep talking, please.
Keep talking.
Oh, put the mic in front of you. It's behind your head.
It is a mic.
Yeah, there you go.
That's that might help. That helps, yes.
He won $2,000.
And he decided to paint Durin his favourite sectarian colour.
Just quickly say, Durant.
Durant, sorry.
No, you're right. I like
oh,
that
makes sense now. Durin, why is that relevant?
Yes, she is a dick.
Stay the hell out of acid.
I've had enough of this shite. Square go, I'll rip your fucking head off.
Not before I do.
I said nay now.
Enough.
Perfect, I like the fucking you found your soul buddy there.
I get carried away.
No, we'll go again from the top.
I'm allowed to swear.
Oh, that was brilliant. Okay, everyone apart from... We need to keep Alexi and Ian, and you guys go relax.
Sure.
Oh, well then. Like that.
No. Yes. And see. All right, your head off.
All right, your fucking head off me.
I'm
on Monday's day, isn't it?
So long.
Damn.
And with that, I think I will call it a day.
Off home to celebrate with your shite TV show.
Not quite yet.
And cut. Absolutely nailed it, guys. So that's all your two.
Hello. Yeah, the pastry's in there. Just
like, you've just gone into the toilet and come out with a pan of chocolate.
Yeah.
Right?
What the next door? Yeah,
like, looks the part, this kind of vintage arcade.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, just, right. You've got quite a soft voice, so...
Oh, have I? Thanks very much. I thought I was like a foghorn.
No, just keep...
Old baggy...
Old Maggie. See you lot coming over here taking our jobs. I sort of, I bet you want it, don't you?
Yeah,
alright, that sounded a bit rude.
Just a touch.
Pipe down, ya dauber.
Did that come across okay? That's in the script, it wasn't in the script.
Oh shit!
That wasn't aimed at you, Ben. Don't worry.
Awesome. Thanks, mate. Two. Yeah. Talk to me normally.
Talk to you normally.
It's just like fucking, I don't know what.
Mind if I borrow him for half an hour? Cool. Go on to the next one.
I'll do Giles. I know I don't sound like a six-year-old boy, but have to do.
Can I call you Daddy? Daddy?
Jesus Christ, that's creepy. If I need someone to pick this up, then I know where to go.
No, but your mom can call me Daddy all she wants.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, can you go? Can I call you daddy?
Can I call you daddy?
Louder, please.
Can I call you daddy? Thank you.
Okay, just go thank you.
Snap. Mommy! The toilet.
Okay, one more.
Dada.
That's it.
I want to watch Power Rangers.
Happy.
Yeah. Happy.
No, happy to see Charlie. You
happy to see Charlie.
No, you're going, Charlie.
Happy to see Charlie.
Say Charlie.
To see Charlie. No,
just say Charlie, mister.
Oh.
Come on. Charlie.
Charlie. Mummy.
Go. Angry mummy.
Angry mummy. When Charlie gets a puppy, puppies can... I forgot it. When Charlie has his puppies, can we get one of them? I don't want to be angry.
Oh, just say liar. Pretend to be angry.
Liar.
Louder.
Liar.
Like this. Liar!
Yeah, do that.
Liar. Love you.
You go love you?
I love you.
Tim coming in at the very end. Mike, ready for your grand debut?
As ready as I'll ever be. Well, hello there, Mr. Postman.
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait a minute, so Mr. Postman.
Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman.
If you take, say, Mike's as last time. I'm so glad that line came across. I was worried.
Right.
Have you forgotten your line so I can save you, or are you just going, I am a thespian, therefore I must take a pause like this?
Yeah, we got Claire in the radio station.
Is that me then, Dustin? Good, because I'm getting a bed delivered.
You're getting a bed delivered?
I'm getting a bed delivered, I.
Fuck me. That's fair enough. I will go get...
Did you want to start talking about
it? Hello. I don't know if this mic stand's going to fall, because it seems a little bit wobbly, so I'm going to try and stabilise it a little bit.
Oh, I think
it seems okay. It seems okay. One, scene seven, action. Sorry, mic stand's just fallen.
So you kept her here?
She doesn't need university to grow her profits. Cool, we'll do one more take with Ian, and then we'll do the staff pickups.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot you were in this as well. It's a surprise when I was... Oh, there you are.
It's so funny, because that's exactly what's happening in the scene as well. He's like, oh, no, I'm still here!
That's how good a director I am. Well, I'm fucking up, I'm even direct. Okay, so... Episode... Whatever it is, scene three. Action. Deep breaths. Everybody happy?
Yes.
I haven't done the deep breath exercise. I don't think it does fuck all. It's good for the morals. Right, Ewan, we're good to go?
We'll do one other run at that and then we're good. Okay.
So, Mashanka, Baka, Drakini.
That's perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Nice and
relaxed.
Mouthful
of that, my God.
I like how that's the struggle today, yeah? The surreal fucking script about crazy seagulls and shit.
Oh, no, that's fine.
That's good.
Into eyes. I promise you, Evans, we're getting
to you. Johnny, really hey, don't apologise.
No, I feel bad. I just taunted me.
I'm grateful to be here.
No. I
am pathetically grateful to be here.
No, you realise that's going on the outtakes whenever I get this. Yeah. It's going to be captured. Right, okay.
I shall go off my knees now and after thanking you.
Just for the outtakes rule in any legal courtroom action, please know Evans is still on the seat.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a seat each. I wanted to say that we're not in the same seat. No, we've got a seat each.
Oh, you should probably zip that back up again, though, eh?
Yeah, oh, Jesus. What? Right, okay. Strict faces.
On you, old Maggie, you can return the favour.
You're snapping like you were with Junior. You sure it's not?
Oh, it's sorry.
That worked really well, actually, with the crossover for a minute.
We actually had that perfectly in sync.
Yeah, no, well, we'll just go from we're snapping like you were with Junior, right. Don't worry.
Like,
enough
bad,
of me line jumping.
I know. Sorry.
Okay, we're snapping like you were with Junior.
Christ's sake, can't escape here, can't escape at home. An unsolvable seagull plague. What the hell did I do to deserve this shit? And here's pregnant Sarah's house too. The peaches just keep coming like apples and pears, fuck's sake. Okay, here we go. Can I take from in here's pregnant Sarah's?
Okay, yep, go. So.
How deep is your love?
Yeah, that's... Nameless man character, which will cover...
I am man, real man.
I am man.
You are lovely, beautiful woman.
Shit, was that a seagull?
I'll just get you to do a kind of panicked shit. Was that seagull? That sounded like you're really happy to see
okay.
the seagull.
Okay.
We'll just do that last line and that's us.
Okay. Shit! Was that a seagull?
Nailed it. Hey, Duncan!
Yeah, boy!
Cheers, Ben!
Lads.
Right, we'll just tidy everything up.
This was a Feral Penguin production. For more information and other podcasts, please follow us on Twitter at @penguinferal.